Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Welcome to the very exclusive Bubba the Love Sponge Show podcast, where we can really let it rip. Well, within reason. I mean, we can't rut-row it, but
yeah. Close. Well, we can once.
Yeah, right. Rut-row.
And never again.
Yeah.
Some people have figured out rut-row.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know it meant anything.
Yeah,
I didn't think it meant anything.
Well, it does. It means rut-row.
Right.
Like, like, rut-row, well, yeah. Rut-row.
Well, yeah.
Is what it means. Rut-row means rut-row.
I know.
I just got a news flash. I think it's a little bit old, because Anna's like, I already saw that.
What?
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have broke up officially.
Oh, imagine that.
And then I was like, I wonder if that's good pussy or not.
From who? Who's?
Like, I wonder if,
Pete's,
you know,
or hers?
Well, I wonder if she's got good pussy.
You don't think she's just now at the point where she just lay there?
No, some girls got good pussy, and other girls just lay there pussy. You know, it's all about the presentation of the pussy, don't you think?
That's true.
I mean, the pussy in itself is just, you know, a body part. It's the enthusiasm behind said pussy.
No.
I mean, just
you think Kanye worms his way back into that?
Yeah, I do.
Because they have what, two kids?
And no pun intended. But I bet you Kanye gets back up in them guts. Because he's been completely, has he not been love story? I mean, he's been just tore the fuck
he
up over the
dates women that look exactly like him.
Yeah. Right. And he's been talking about it since her and Pete announced it last week.
What has he been saying?
He wants to get back up in those guts.
Wants to get to show her the big fucking black snake.
Well, supposedly Pete Davidson had a big dick too.
He has BDE.
Yeah, he has BDE.
Well, he calls him Skeet Davidson. So he posted obviously fake New York headline or New York Times headline that says Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
But
Kanye posted that.
Now, how old is Pete Davidson? 28. 28.
Yeah.
But does Pete Davidson claim to have big dick energy, or is that just what people say?
It's from all the women he's dated.
Yeah.
They've said he's had a big dick.
He's got to have something because he's fucking horrible.
He's gross.
He's not funny.
But
on the other scheme of things, do you think like if you're like real popular, like let's say, you know, Brad Pitt or something like that, and you don't got a big dick, do you think that word gets out, or do you make like your girls sign like NDAs if you got a small dick?
Yeah, but you know NDAs aren't worth shit though, really.
No, I mean they kind of are not, but they kind of are in the fact that they kind of
sure.
They kind of scare you in the fact that like if you sign, you're like holy shit. If this
that's
gets
all
out,
they do is scare you. I mean they don't like physically stop you from talking.
Not everybody has the hacking skills you do, Blitz. Okay,
no, but
I'm just
saying. No, but I mean there's plenty of people that sign an NDA and then later disclose whatever it said not to do.
That's great.
I guess so. The way they got together is
so
Kim.
Wait for Blitz signing an NDA when he leaves.
Kim's got Pete Davidson's number and sent him a text that said she heard about Davidson's BDE. And
that's how they got together?
And she was DTF. And so then they met up and
hold on.
Started dating. She hosted Saturday Night Live and met him that way.
All right.
And then
So upon texting him, you're saying that the initial contact, Lummy, was that she heard he had BDE and wanted him to know that she was down to fuck.
Yep.
It was that forward?
That's
cool. You know what? I like Kim so much more now.
Really?
Yeah, guys like that. No beating around the fucking bush. I heard you had a big dick.
There was some beating around the bush.
I heard you had a big dick. You want to fuck. That you can't get any cooler than that as a chick.
Not at all.
That's what you should have did to Blitz fucking 18
no
months
way.
Prior.
He doesn't like that anyways, and I'm not like that.
Blitz my ass.
Oh,
Blitz doing enough like that. Hey, I heard you have a big dick. You want
to
fuck?
Hold on.
He wouldn't have wanted to date me if I was like
me,
that. He would have maybe want
to
fuck me, but
listen
he didn't
to
want to date me.
Listen to me. Don't tell us what Blitz has been telling us for fucking a long time.
Okay.
Bitch.
Yeah.
He was coming to me and Lummy and be like, man, I'd like to fucking beat that pussy up.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I'm sure he said that verbatim. That sounds
man. We would guy talk a lot, okay?
Be I was like, hey, you all want to shove my cock into that.
Lummy, how many times me, you, and Blitz were guy talking?
Oh.
And then Blitz would be like, man, you know what? She doesn't even realize that I'd be a great boyfriend for her.
Yeah.
And now, Blitz, am I lying?
So far, that's exactly how it's gone.
No, but hold on. Let me I start to embellish, then just go. I stop me. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play both parts.
Okay.
Blitz, man, what's up, man? I just wish that she would quit being so fucking uptight and realize that you two would be a good couple. I know, man. Seriously, I know her. I like her. She's cool. Like the bad thing about it is what she didn't realize is I'd be a good boyfriend. But the bitch is gonna fucking fuck herself out of this dick if she doesn't like fucking step up soon enough.
Yeah,
I got some co-eds that are sniffling around the fucking buckle brush.
Right, that's right.
With
a hungry mouth.
Okay.
And then we'll be like, hey, Blitz, you fucked that yet? No, I haven't fucked it yet. God damn,
he's gonna miss out.
You think you guys would be fucking by now? You guys are always together. I know, but she's like weird on the fucking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're fucking now, and everything's great.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
But
hold on. Had you guys started fucking 6 or 8 months before you started fucking, it wouldn't hurt Blitz. It wouldn't have hurt his feeling, and he wouldn't have thought anything less about you. He wouldn't have said, well, I think she fucked me too early. I don't like her now.
Yeah,
Blitz, no, he would have got that pussy that much sooner and been like, man, I like this pussy. Woo!
But yeah, Blitz, what would you have done if she sent you that text?
What if, hey, Blitz, what if, like, let's say, let me see.
Okay.
When did we go bowling that one time? That when I
it was probably last summer.
Yeah,
it was like July, August. I think.
Yeah. So it was about a year ago.
Just about.
Yeah. And do you remember how much I was championing my boy?
Yes.
Why don't you do your little Bubba impersonation?
Well, on the way there, you threw an expired credit card out the window.
I did.
And, yeah. And
I did. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. All right. Well, that just
You're like, oh, this is smart.
All right. Yeah, good luck on a hacker that's trying to get in. I got no money in that fucking account and it's expired.
I was like, what are you doing?
All right, so go ahead.
That's where the trash cans are at.
And try to imitate me.
Yeah, no problem.
Go ahead. So on.
It's hard to do. So we
No, we want that.
Okay. So this is on the way back home.
Yeah.
Like, listen, Anna. Listen, great guy. You know what he likes? You want to give him a chance. Yeah. Why don't you try and give him a chance? Why are you vibing so tight? And I was like, well, it's complicated, Bubba, because we work together. And what if we break up? And then it's public. And everyone's we're fucking. And da-da-da. And we're like, I got it. Okay. I think you're making a mistake.
I was pulling for you like a
motherfucker. No, you definitely were pulling for him.
I know you were.
And then finally Reagan came to track. And I just said, fuck. Yeah. I said, Reagan, come on. You know what? You live with this bitch. Just shoot me straight, because I'm going to do whatever you tell me. If you tell me to press the gas, I'm going to press the gas. If you tell me, I don't know, Bubba, you know, I'm in Ohio, 3cc motorcycle.
Right.
Let me see Hulk Hogan in the trees, and we're really fucked up pushing sprint cars off. I just don't think it's going to happen. Then I wouldn't have hit it. But this is her exact words.
Yeah.
I've been telling her he's such a good guy. She's never going to find anybody that puts up with her shit more than him. He automatically knows all your fucking hangups. He likes you. He's good to you. He's like, I don't even know what fucking you're thinking, sister girl. And I'm like, that's all I need to know. I'm fucking going to do it.
Yep.
And then I did it.
You did it.
But like Blitz wouldn't have fought anywhere. Like, okay, after the bowling trip.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey, Blitz, I heard you had, and you send text, Aircrest, I heard you had BDE. I'm down, I'm DTF.
Oh, God.
You think he would have thought worse about you? Fuck no, you would have gotten some fucking relief, finally.
Yeah. No, he would have been happy to fuck me. I'm not saying that, but when you give off those vibes, you sound like a whore.
No, some do, you don't.
Yeah, some sound really cool.
I don't think you can get away with saying, oh, yeah, I heard about that big dick energy. Come and fuck me.
If you're whorish, yes, but not when you're a little house in the prairie like you.
Well, it's just not my style, okay? Everyone's got their style.
You'd established that you weren't loose. You'd established that you're very selective.
Yeah.
You just went a little too long about it. Just,
I understand.
Actually, had she texted me that, I probably would have called him and like, hey, who stole your phone?
Yeah, is this supposed to go to Marbles or what?
Yeah, Pockets.
Pockets is dead.
Okay, well, who's this supposed to go to? Which guy did you meet at brunch that you exchanged numbers and tried to work out with?
Yeah.
You don't mean men at brunch.
What guy were you fucking eating mimosas with? And
yeah, I eat mimosas.
Yeah, what guy were you eating mimosas with?
Yeah, what guy was you eating mimosas with? Because Blitz wants you to make it. He wants you to eat a fucking pillow.
What guy were you eating mimosas with?
Just the gay ones. That's who likes brunch.
So had you moved up the pussy game 6 months earlier, it wouldn't have hurt anybody's feelings and you wouldn't be loose.
No, I don't think so, but I would never text that or even probably say that.
Do you get aggressive sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, she does. And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
But I want it. Yeah. I want it now. Not now, but I want it in a moment, I want it right then.
Mommy, I need you. It pains me to say that I need you to potentially do this. I need somebody smart to do this.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
But I looked at what it takes to run for Tampa mayor, and you have to live in the city of Tampa 1 year preceding like the qualification program, which means I would have had to live in Tampa.
Well, like, thankfully, you signed that lease like a year ago.
Yeah. The lease I signed at the carriage house.
That's right. Of course.
So, anyway, Lummy, I was told that there could be a thing called a residential, what the fuck was it called? I wrote it down. A residential waiver or...
Like exception or something?
Yeah. Because there was a city of Tampa judge, I'm sorry, there was a city of Tampa city attorney, a residential exemption. And in order to be, I think, the city attorney for the city of Tampa, you have to live in the city of Tampa. And she got a residential exemption, but she wasn't and it gave her like, I don't know how long to get it to finally move to Tampa, and she wasn't able to secure a place, or her husband and her didn't want to move, whatever the fuck. I saw last weekend that she was going to have to quit her job as the city of Tampa lawyer because she couldn't, you know, find the necessary housing to live within the city limits. Well, and they called it a residential exemption. I wonder if they have that for mayoral candidates.
That's a good question.
Because I want to Blitz, there's a part of me that wants to run for mayor this March. And then there's a part of me that wants to not run for mayor until the next election 4.5 years ago. Because I might be, you know, even more popular.
Right.
Because of, you know, certain things that might come out. And things like that. And
do we know who's running this year?
Yeah, Jane Castor.
Yeah, but who's she running against?
Oh, probably a shitload of fucking people.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of people come out. Maybe. Maybe not. A lot of times the incumbent, you know, is like, fuck it, we can't beat her. There's a part of me that says, I got a better chance to beat her now with the way things, the way the, our political environment is. Then there's another chance to say it might be easier to just in 4.5 years from now to be a whole big new shit because you can only go 2 terms. So it'll be her final term. And then you're running against all new people. Right?
Yeah.
Historically, our incumbents, but she's been so shitty and she's given me so many things to talk about. Right? Like she right now is the easiest to oppose her. She may actually gain some traction in 4 years. Well, who's to say she even wins? I don't fucking know what to do. Can you guys help me?
I think you'd be great.
Yeah, I'm looking at the I'm trying to look it up right now.
The residential exemption.
Yeah, the fees and like what all the how it's nonpartisan and all the forms you got to fill out
for being mayor.
Yeah.
And I think it says you must live in the city 1 year prior to.
The mayor and city council members shall have been a resident and elector of the city for 1 year immediately preceding the commencement of the term of office.
All right. Well, the commencement is, I think, like April 1st.
May 1st.
Oh, May 1st?
Yeah.
May 1st.
Term, 4 years beginning May 1, 2023.
Well, I'm glad I signed my lease in February of last year.
There right. You go.
It looks like I'm okay.
I know.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you don't need the exemption.
I mean, just because my driver's license says somewhere else doesn't mean that I've been...
You forgot to change Jar's license over.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. I got it.
You just forgot.
I'm just going to have to meet with my team and see if I want to run this election or next.
There you go.
I mean, what would you think, Blitz? Would you go after her now, or would you wait till 4.5 years where she can't run again, and it's going to be a shitstorm of a bunch of new people, and I might have a different story to tell. People might look at me a little bit differently, right?
Yeah.
You know, after some stuff's been out.
I agree. Just 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is. I won't even be alive.
You never know who's going to, like, you know, trump up during that.
That's what I'm saying. Four years is a long time. I mean, like, if you think you can do it now.
Or do you run now and run 4 years from now? Both. Because they say most politicians don't win their first race. I mean, I actually think that that's actually a thing. Like, watch. Let me see. Alexa, do most politicians lose their very first race?
Here's something I found on the web. According to planetforward.org, more often than not, after a presidential candidate loses the race to the White House, his or her name is lost in history.
That's sad.
Yeah, you get lost in history.
I think if maybe Lemmy Bing or somebody can say that usually politicians, whether it's the dog catcher, the mayor, or the president, most first-time candidates lose. Are you binging it?
Yeah, sorry. I was looking at who might run against her, and it was like only two people.
Who?
Bob, the property appraiser, Bob Henry Cortez, and city council member Bill Carlson have kind of quelled that they might go against her.
Yeah, two ass buckets.
Exactly.
My slogan's going to be an at an outsider keeping it real. I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I am.
Yep.
And you know what, Anna? When she start, when if people start fucking with me on the sex tape, guess what I'm going to say?
You just get out in front
Record
of it.
More.
I'm going to say, my sexuality and my open relationship that I had with my wife, which was documented erroneously on my surveillance system and stolen by an employee, shouldn't be in question. I'm not questioning our mayor's sexuality. She's free to love and marry who she wants.
Exactly.
So what's more within your moral compass? She's lesbian and I am open. So what?
It
feels a little judgy to me if you're judging me and not
her. You just
her.
Ask, why does it concern you?
But I think you bring it back as to you bring it kind of back on her, saying to me, you would be the less judge. If she, I don't think she would bring it up. Because, you know, she's married to a woman, and she's a life partner, which is a female, which, by the way, I have no problem with.
Yeah.
None. So you shouldn't have a problem with mine then, should you? It's a little hypocritical for you to have a problem with mine, but not yours. Both of them aren't necessarily the most conventional ways, right?
Yeah.
Both
of them
are not. But
there's nothing wrong with it.
Neither one of them are wrong, but both of them are somewhat
unorthodox.
Non-traditional.
Yeah.
Or unorthodox, not probably the norm, but certainly nothing wrong with it.
Nothing.
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 Next question, Jane Castor. How about that dance party you tried to do live on the fucking radio?
God.
How about the fact that it seems like all you want to do is be on TV?
Yep.
It seems like all that you've positioned your candidacy to just be on fucking TV. You might have been a great police chief, but you're a horrible mayor. The roads are the worst I've ever seen in the city of Tampa, ever.
I
know how a strong mayor system works. He or she run the park. Mm-hmm. They run the street department. Mm-hmm. They run the police department. They run, you know, the public works. They run the wastewater division. Because I lived in a city in Little Warsaw, Indiana, that had a strong mayor, and one of my very best friends, Larry Plummer, works at the service of the mayor. Blitz, he's the park superintendent, and he reports directly to the mayor and the city council, right? Well, in fucking Warsaw, Indiana, the park, I don't know how many parks they have, a lot, 15, 20, 30, you won't find a fucking blade of grass out of whack. All the bathrooms are repainted. All the playground equipment's, you know, brand new. Like Larry Plummer's, the park department is. Well, I got to tell you, the city parks in Tampa are shitty.
Yep.
They don't even weed. Like, there's weeds growing up on. I've seen a couple.
Some of the bigger parks.
I've driven around and so that I can have this conversation. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Some of the bigger parks are, like, kind of nice. Like, Julian B. Lane and all that. And Curtis Hickson. But, like, the other ones suck.
The other little ones. The little are literally weeds, bathrooms that are locked. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The mayor's in charge of the street department. The street department's what fixes the roads.
Fire everyone from the street department. Start fresh, right, Lummy?
Yeah. Well, my buddy runs the county parks, and he says the city of Tampa cut a lot of their park, the park guys during COVID.
The budget.
And they still haven't rehired. Because the county parks are a lot nicer and a lot better. But he said that when they cut the parks guys in Tampa, they didn't refill them. So they're like way down.
All she cares about is bullshit.
Going to the White House and hanging out with Biden.
Yeah. I don't need to go. As the mayor of Tampa, I don't need to go to the White House. I don't.
I think she's been there three times.
I don't fucking need to go to the White House. I'm telling you right now, as the mayor of Tampa, I don't need. And if I go, I'll go one time. If I'm invited, hell, I'll go to Washington and go see Congressman Hazlett. I don't need to
God,
go to the. I don't need to go to the White House. By the way, Lummy, I got to record a thing for Kevin today.
Okay.
I think I got it. I think you sent it to me. I just got to. And Blitz, if I put it up on the drive, can you get it to him?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. How's Kevin doing? Is he? Is there? Has there been?
Has there been,
has there been any polls? Has there been
the last like straw poll that I saw? Now I don't know how reliable, how whatever. Basically, it showed Kevin and Anna Paulina Luna like neck to neck.
Oh, that's a fucking huge victory.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who or what or who knows.
I just got a text, dear voter. I'm Jackie Toledo, a mom on a mission. I'm asking for your vote as a Congress as a representative. As a conservative Republican, I have been endorsed by Chad Cronister. Turning blah, blah, blah. I helped Ron DeSantis bang sanctuary. Anyway, she's running for congressperson, I think, of Tampa.
Yeah, because I think, isn't your ID still at your sister's?
Yeah.
So they base it on that.
Yeah, my ID's at my sister's.
Yep.
But I got to change it to my new Tampa apartment.
Yeah,
I know. The one you've had now for a year or so.
This was the 2nd of August.
Oh, man. Kevin Hazlett wins the official Republican Party of Pinellas County straw poll.
Good.
This weekend, is it now? Lemmy, is this?
It's from August 2nd. That's when this came out.
So this is a week old.
Yeah.
This weekend, former prosecutor and small business owner Kevin Hazlett won the official straw poll conducted by the Republican Party of Pinellas County at the Republican Candidates Showcase. By winning this key straw poll, Hazlett continues to build momentum and solidify himself as the front runner. As the campaign released an internal polling that showed Hazlett statistically tied for the lead in the Republican Party at Pinellas County straw poll. Blitz, I know that Anna Paulina, Belina, has more money, has in the first election 4 years or 2 years ago, got Trump's endorsement because it was the only person to endorse. That's the only thing that she's got going for herself.
I hear her ads on the radio like crazy. Even like 820 plays her ads like nonstop.
But what I'm saying is, I think that the average Pinellas County person, Kevin Hazlett has a brand, and they know what this bitch is all about. She's almost over-publicized herself to where people now are doing their research on her.
Now, that's
if she was just a pretty face, it would be different. I'm sorry,
what I was going to say. People in the know that, but how many voters are in the know? That's the part that you got to worry about. Because most people don't have a clue who they're voting for. They just say, oh, well, so-and-so's a pretty face, or hey, I like that name better, or more likely, I've seen that name on signs, or like, you know, Fred down the street that I like, he's got a yard sign. I'll vote for them.
Last week, the Kevin Hazlett for Congress campaign released a poll that showed Hazlett and Luna statistically tied for the Republican nomination in FL13.
Yep.
This came less than a month after polling found Luna to have a 23-point lead.
Yeah.
On Kevin.
And
Kevin has made 23 points up in 30 days.
And the problem is going to be going forward from like here now to the next couple few weeks on who spends more money on getting their name out.
It is clear the momentum has shifted to Hazlett and that this Trump tough and law and order message is resonating with voters. His experience as a prosecutor, only further backed by his endorsements of Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gutierre and Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two huge endorsements. One, the county that you're representing, and two, the slinginest D of all.
Yeah,
there was a reason why DeSantis had Grady stick right to his left.
Right, even though that wasn't even his county.
You know, DeSantis strategically had Naco, who's 6'6 or 6'5, right behind him, Grady to his left, had Cronister flanked over there. You didn't see Jane Castor in there now, did you?
Nope.
Not one fucking bit.
No.
Listen, I'm probably more conservative. I'm definitely more conservative than I am liberal, but I think Tampa. Do you know why I win the city of Tampa?
Why?
Because African Americans love me. And because I would do my press conference in front of the Jackson House. And that is an absolute story in itself. This house behind me represents the good old boy network in Tampa, Florida.
Yep. Didn't do shit.
This house was.
Didn't do shit.
I had this house bought and paid for in 2013.
Yep.
I had a contract with the family, with the Jackson family, for $105,000 to buy this property. And I had $1 million in commitments from general contractors to bring this back to a resemblance of what it used to be with a museum downstairs and ad hoc slash pro bono, four different law firms that were going to be upstairs and volunteer their time into the African-American community or anybody for that matter that couldn't afford legal representation. Pro bono. I had it. And Bob Buckhorn and his antiquated law, personal hatred for me, basically said, oh no, up by the love spot. Why couldn't I buy this place? Why wouldn't you let me buy it?
Yeah.
And they put in the, my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
These rules... And during the when we were getting ready to buy it, if you are 1 day late on any type of permitting, you're going to get a $500 a day violation. And we're like, listen, it's going to take us a year to even get this thing where we can start building it.
What year was that?
2013, I'm almost positive.
So it's almost a decade since then. And it's worse looking than ever. They've right. done nothing to it.
Actually, let me send me, if you could send Bubba Tries to Buy the Jackson House or something like that.
Yeah.
And so they put in, the city attorney put in all these little hidden fees that we could get penalized up to $500 a day for every day that we were not permit compliant. So let's say that they called for the foundation to be done by, let's say, November 1st, and we're pouring the foundation and, rain or whatever we run into delays, and God knows you're going to run into delays when something that's that dilapidated.
Yeah.
And so we, don't get the foundation done for 60 days. Now it sat there for, I don't even know how long, and nobody gave a shit about it.
Right.
So now you're going to start fining me, giving me fines. What? Here we go.
I found the original one. Sorry. with the Tampa Bay. I was just trying to get you something.
Yeah, you got it. Bubba the Love Sponge drops his plan to buy the Jackson House, saying, "I cannot fight City Hall." Radio shock jock Bubba the Love Sponge has dropped his plans to try to save the historic Jackson home. Clem said Thursday that he raised $100,000 to buy the storied vacant house on Zach Street, but he said a real estate closing schedule for, a real estate closing scheduled for Monday fell through because the city made outrageous demands that I can't meet. The city said it proposed a timetable giving Clem 6 months with interim debt. You're going to get this place ready in 6 months? First of all, it's been there now an additional 8 or 9 years, going on 10 years. And you're going to give me 6 fucking months to get this thing permittable? You know what they should have said? "Mr. Clem, we will work with you every step of the way to try to get this thing fixed because we want this to be restored. And we like your idea of making the downstairs a museum to show the history of the Jackson House and the upstairs law offices to help those that need help." Instead, right here, they said he proposed a time of 6 months. The city said it proposed a timetable giving Clem 6 months with an interim deadline for specific tasks. After his team asked for more time, he said the idea of engaging a contractor by February 1st and paying $8,700 in code enforcement. Blitz, they wouldn't even waive the current there was nearly $9,000 of code enforcement fines. And we're like, "You guys, we're buying this, and I have to pay now $9,000 in fines." Guess what? Those fines are still unpaid. Saving the Jackson House was going to cost them nothing except a little patience and a little work with me a little bit, and not to treat me like I'm some schlep, he said on his show. "It's a personal vendetta. Not that Mr. Clem wants to make peace with Mayor Buckhorn. I've been a thorn in his side until he runs for re-election," Clem said. "I might run for mayor in 15. I've been wanting to run for mayor for a long fucking time living in this city, how fucking shady it is."
No shit.
Buckhorn declined to comment. His spokesperson said he had better things to do than take part of a publicity stunt, and the city attorney described Clem's narrative as inaccurate, disingenuous, and unfair. "We're being more than generous," the city attorney said. We've never not been willing to work with them, but it's hard to work with somebody who won't tell you where they are at or where they want to accomplish." Fuck off. Lummy, do we have? I know we do because I just got it. Bob Buckhorn appears on Spice Boys show, and Spice Boys begging for a key to the city.
He got one, didn't he?
He may have.
Yeah, I think he got one. Because he was doing the key to the city, like he was asking every city to give him a key.
Schlep ass. And I'm just looking at this. "Late Monday, Clem's team said it needed 6 months to stabilize the building and 2 years to bring it to compliance with city codes." Blitz, that's not an unreasonable task. 6 months to get it.
There's a few problems. But the thing is, in 2013, the city announced that they wanted to tear it down because it's like in a prime spot where they can add on stuff.
And it was called Bulldozer Bob because they were calling it, Bulldozer Bob was going to bulldoze it over.
Yeah, in the 70s, that whole area was full of houses and stuff, and they tore them all down except for that one. For some reason, they didn't tear that one down. Well, so in 2013, they announced, "Hey, we're going to tear down this rickety old shack and blah, blah, blah." And then I guess it was January of 2014 when you came out and said, "Hey, no, you know what? I want to save it. We're going to do it." And so they're mad at that.
Right. So for months, city officials have said the building is at risk for public safety, so it must be secured and stabilized. And soon it'll have to come down. The city gave Willie Robinson Jr. a deadline of November 30th to fence and insure the house, as well as come up with the stabilization plan ready for permitting. After Robinson said he couldn't do that, Clem and his charity foundation would buy the building and rallied listeners to help. On Thursday, Clem said he'd line up 100 volunteers in the building. trades, including professionals like structural engineers.
Yeah.
He also believed...
Like Big Red and Iggy.
He also said he believed the $1.5 million repair was highly inflated. On December 23rd, the city issued Robinson an order to stabilize the house by March 1st. That, Mandel said, is a timetable the city had in place until late Monday, the day of the closing. Late Monday, Clem said his team needed 6 months to stabilize the building and 2 years to bring it into compliance. Who cares? Why is the city, wouldn't you say, fine, no problem?
Because, well, realistically, because they want to tear it down and build, you know, build, because it's kind
You know what? Probably because of me bringing this up is even what saved it to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, you know, technically it's kind of in the way of a bunch of stuff.
This is not
oh,
the,
yeah.
I'm sick at heart, said former council member Linda somebody. I'm very, very frustrated at the administration to put these roadblocks up at the 11th hour. And it was in the 11th hour. This is not the first time Clem has taken to the air to criticize Bob Buckhorn. Are you looking for that, Lummy?
Yes, I am.
In the late 2012, you had vowed to make a mission to destroy the mayor. This that was in response to the news that Buckhorn had written in an email, this Bubba the Love Sponge is a complete moron. The remark referred to Clem's plan to deep fat fry the Koran. Oh, you might have been right on that one. Yeah, Lummy, I think I know where it's at. I think it might be down here.
Oh, okay.
But do you know how to do a global search?
Yes.
I literally think if you type in Bob Buckhorn.
Okay.
But I don't think you and I can play with the cursor at the same time. I think you have to have the cursor. Do you have the cursor right now?
I let go. I saw you moving it.
Let me just move it. Let me see here. Because this completely... You want me to give the cursor back to you so you can do a global?
Do you said it's under Bob Buckhorn?
Yeah, well, I think it's maybe I would go Key to the City.
Okay.
Or Bob Buckhorn. Or Spice Boy has Tampa Mayor. Something like that.
All right.
And this would be... So this story right here was from 2014, January of 2014.
There it is.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, buddy. And so Spice Boy started in March of like 2000, oh, I'm sorry, April of 2012, right, Blitz? That's when Spice Boy started.
Okay, yeah.
Can you Google Lummy to see when Bob Buckhorn appeared on the Spice Boy show?
Oh, yeah, I'll look it up now.
So this goes to show you, Anna, this I didn't try to buy this until 2014.
Right.
2 years earlier, this is what Bob Buckhorn thought of me. 2 years earlier.
Well, I've got 3 more years in office. You can't get rid of me that quickly. So let me think about this.
You're gonna marinate on that for a little bit.
I'm gonna marinate on this. I'm gonna be listening to you, see how bad you are to me.
I got a bad feeling about this, Mr. Buckhorn. I got a bad feeling.
You can pull Bubba's switch.
I'm not
That might get you above and beyond the call. Just turn the power off.
Wow.
I like it.
That would be interesting for sure. Yeah, I don't think he'd care for that too much, though.
That's how you know. To get a key, Spice, you got to go above and beyond the call.
So in 2012,
yeah,
Bob Buckhorn already is like, I mean, how can it get any less fair?
Right.
Fucking asshole. Anyway, I'm running for mayor.
I'm voting for you.
You don't even live in... Oh, yeah, you do live in Tampa.
Pretty much.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, you think we could win?
Oh, of course you could win. Easily.
I don't think easily, but I think the African-Americans love me.
Oh, yeah, that East Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
You'd run that.
Can we get Pitbull to go and tell the boy? None of those guys can vote, though, can they?
No, probably not. That's the only problem.
Man, I'm telling you right now, man, the African-American vote gets you alone. The African-American vote alone, if you can win the African-American vote in Tampa, in the city of Tampa, you win. And now, Blitz, do I list myself? Because I'm going to be probably, I'm Clem and Bubba, so I'll probably be at the top of the ballot list. Do I list myself as Bubba the Love Sponge Clem, which is my legal name, and they would have to list me that way if I wanted, or Bubba Clem? Like, and within the PR world, oh, potential, I mean.
How about
like,
Todd Zidane?
Then I'd be at the very bottom of the list. I'd be a T and a Z.
Yeah.
I mean, do I?
That's a good question, actually.
Do you list yourself as Bubba Clem, and those that know, know, or do you list yourself as Bubba, quotations, the Love Sponge Clem? I think that there's pluses on both.
Yeah. I would say go Bubba Clem. Hmm.
I wonder what I was listed as for when I ran for sheriff. I think I was just Bubba Clem. Hatley would probably know.
You don't... I think it was Bubba Clem, because it was Bubba Clem for sheriff.
Yeah. So, Anna, you wouldn't say... Because I think I'm one of the most... Like, in Florida, I'm probably one of the most famous Bubbas.
Absolutely.
I think I'm one of the 10 most famous Bubbas of all time.
Agreed.
I think so. Let's ask Siri. Alexa.
Yeah, and it was Bubba Clem on the ballot.
Hey, Alexa, who are the 10 most famous Bubbas of all time?
Here's something I found on the web. According to speed51.com, Ty Majeski, Christopher Bell, Casey Roderick, Kyle Benjamin, and Bubba Pollard all have led the string of first-time winners.
I mean, she couldn't be more right.
This kind of talks about like how the NW, when they listen to...
Did she say Bubba Clem?
No, there was nothing in there at all about Bubba Clem.
Well, I was even
there was one Bubba, and it was about finishing and racing.
The debate over Tampa's historic Jackson House is causing a local NAACP... Blitz, if I get endorsed by the local NAACP, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over for these hoes.
Is causing a local NAACP chapter to rethink how they feel about Mayor Buckhorn. One former Mayor Buckhorn supporter, the NAACP member Yvette Lewis, purposely kept quiet in a disagreement over the site. I voted for this mayor, Lewis told Gloria Gomez on Channel 13. I worked on his campaign. I believed in him. Now Lewis is not sure. The mayor has a vision of downtown. And let's be honest, it doesn't include African-American people. The mayor has thrown up one roadblock after another in the saga of saving this historic site. The mayor has put up so many stipulations on this house that it's unbelievable, she added, and it's just this house. Built in 1901, the 851 Zach Street address was visited by several entertainers and civil rights leaders, many of them staying there during the years of segregation. Radio personality Bubba the Love Sponge and former council member Linda Saul-Sina tried to save the house from demolition last September. Both maintain the city obstructed the deal with last-minute unreasonable deadlines. Whatever plan he has is a lot more sexier than restoring a dilapidated house for African Americans, Bubba told Fox 13. Bubba then played a spy show clip of Buckhorn jokingly offering a key to the city if Spice Boy could get Bubba's radio show off the air. You can pull Bubba's switch, Buckhorn said. Just turn the power off. Blah, 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 blah. So, Anna, if I mean, it's and she hasn't done anything for the Jackson House.
So we're still pro Jackson House, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to say anything.
No. I mean, it comes to the point where that the Jackson House is kind of your centerpiece of doing what you say you want to do.
Okay.
For the African American community.
Okay.
And through charitable donations, I think Jeff Vinnick owns it now. You get with Jeff Vinnick. I don't know why. Yeah, go ahead and sell it to the guy who owns the Tampa Bay Lightning, who has more money than all of us times a million combined, and let's still leave it dilapidated.
Yeah.
I not speaking for me, obviously, but I think a lot of people that live there don't want that house there, actually.
They don't, but it represents something. It represents the inability to care, the inability to... recognize. And so what's the ulterior plan? To knock it down?
So it just falls on its own,
probably. I don't think, Blitz, that you can knock it down or have it fall on your own. I think it's – you know what I think it is, Blitz? I think it's such a hot potato of a topic that could go wrong for a candidate that they're hoping they just leave office by the time it finally fucking falls over. Because when it does fall over, somebody's going to say, hey – there's been a lot of people that tried to fix this fucking place, and it's on your tap, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't talk about it. Like, you don't see Jane Castor, you know, or anybody really talking about it.
No. And Blitz, if they're gonna knock it down, then knock it down. But you better have something that's gonna replace it that is respectful to what this house represented.
Okay.
Because there have been people that have been trying to restore this house to, because it, by the way, is listed as a, I think it's listed as a national or.
Yeah, they did that.
It's listed, okay.
National Historic Monument or whatever. Yeah.
So how many other National Historic Monuments do we just let fucking rot?
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm trying to find it now, but last time I looked. I believe the plan is to like knock it down and build new.
Yeah, make it look like how it was.
Yeah, because they're saying it's too far gone now that they were going to try to restore it, and Vinnick's $1 million donation was to restore it. Now and then the Senate approved $500,000 to help restore it. Now they're saying, well, the plan now is we want to tear it down and build something else.
But they're freaked out to tear it down because of the backlash in today's in today's environment.
I don't blame them.
So
I wouldn't want to be involved in that at all.
No, unless you got something, a really good plan. And here's the deal. It did 8 years ago, it didn't have to be this way. This thing has deteriorated. You know, it gets to the point where deterioration starts deterioration. Meaning like,
it
you know,
begets.
Yeah, like open windows accelerate the rotting of the inside wood faster than non-open
windows. Half of it doesn't have a roof.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, I'm saying, Blitz, if you would have gone in 8-9 years ago, patched up the roof, start this process, it wouldn't be nearly as bad as it is today.
It looks like in September of 2020, they went in and like shored up the structure so the structure itself won't fall. But like,
it looks like it's gonna.
Have you seen it lately?
No.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
I'll take some pictures next time I go by. I'll
remember
by
that video I took? I think it was, what, last year?
Yeah, it was like a year or two ago.
Yeah. And then this came out 6 months ago on Channel 10.
Dr. Martin Luther King's visit to Tampa that happened back in 1961, including that he either visited or stayed at the Jackson Boarding House in downtown Tampa. It's a historic home that currently sits on...
Man, TV stations are just getting younger and hotter, are they not?
Zach Street slowly deteriorating there.
Oh, Lummy, I got a new crush girl.
Oh, yeah, who?
Olga.
Oh.
She's on... I don't know if she's 50 or 33. She's works for CBS Channel 2 LA. She's a weather girl, and her name's like Olga...
Ospina.
How did you know?
I just looked it up.
Oh, yeah. Looks like, yeah. She's 5'5".
Oh, hot as fuck. Find me some shit on her.
But as 10 Tampa Bay's Jenny Dean shows us, the home is still on track to be brought back to its original form.
Oh, yeah. When's this from?
2 months ago. Or 6 months ago. Sorry.
To look at this home today, you would never know its amazing history. A rooming house just a block from Tampa's Union Station. A haven for Black entertainers, athletes, teachers, and clergymen who weren't welcome at white hotels.
It was a family who decided that they were going to provide a service to Tampa, downtown Tampa at that time still, and the African-American community that was around it.
Around it, a busy entertainment and business district welcoming to the Black community during the Jim Crow era.
They served food, they housed you, they did your laundry, they had taxi service.
While the Central Avenue neighborhood no longer exists, the Jackson House does, and with several $1 million in donations, it will be brought back to what it once was.
But I couldn't do it.
We're going to reconstruct it. We have an excellent architect that's been working with us. He's put out several sets of plans. It's going to be two stories. And not one day was talking about doing one. We say no. It was too sore. We want to.
Who owns it now, though?
It's a nonprofit. Jackson Roaming House nonprofit.
That's what mine was going to be, right? Mine was going to be a nonprofit.
Story
in 1905.
What makes it okay for them to own it and not me? I've not done anything wrong.
They're not Bubba the Love Sponge.
This was just a small cottage, but in 1915, the Jackson family expanded it into a two-story, 24-bedroom, two-bathroom boarding house. And according to USF researchers, they still took in a limited number of guests until 1989.
The Jackson House Foundation already has more than $2 million in donations. It recently applied for a state grant to secure enough funding to begin.
Yeah, that's great. It's a big fuck you to
me. I would like to review the 990s on that, the Jackson House Foundation, actually.
Could you please?
Yeah.
Now that you're going to be one of my major political guys in my political career.
Well, if all these millions of dollars have been donated, what happened to it?
Can I tell you something? What's happening? That woman we just saw has got a job.
That's true.
No, I'm just saying, like, how many people have jobs? How many people have $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 to just, you know, look pretty and on TV and tell you about what you're going to do?
Well, they're obviously not spending money on fixing up the Jackson House, so where's the money going?
Yeah. Will you do a 990?
Yeah, I need to look into that.
And will you send me Olga's stuff?
I kind of looked for Olga a minute ago. I didn't really find a whole lot.
Olga. I know. It's kind of weird.
She's Olga. Got a Twitter, but who cares?
Yeah, she doesn't have an Instagram.
Yeah, no, if you could just show me this weekend's news. My Lord, and she was sticking that donkey out, too.
Sorry, I just sent you pictures of her.
That's how much of an eventful weekend I had. I'm watching fucking Channel 2 News out of L.A.
It's pretty hot.
I mean.
She looks good.
Pretty strong.
Even like blondes.
Just had a kid in 2016.
She's got some nice jugs. Now, that's all that matters.
I'm just saying, I was telling the merch crick, she's either a 45-year-old that's keeping it tight, or she's in her 30s. And nobody can really find out how old she really is.
It's a mystery.
It says she's 51.
Yeah. Now, if she's on it,
that's pretty fucking strong.
This is what she looks like now. Like, that's
pretty
accurate. She's 51.
It's pretty good.
That's an LA bitch keeping it tight, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. That's when she's with Channel 5. I think she's with Channel 2. Oh, yeah. Look at this. This is, hold on. This is what I was
daddy like.
Oh, look right here. Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's a 50-year-old bitch keeping it tight. Mm.
Did she kind of have that, what was her name from the Fox LA? She was a fan of yours from the Howard days?
Jillian Barbary.
Is she kind of that kind of
theater? Yeah, when Jillian was, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah. That type of weather girl? Shorts.
LA, man, I think in LA it's all about just being hot as fuck and, you know, like.
Pretty much.
Here we go.
Is she married? Is that her dad? I hope that's her dad, not her boyfriend. If it's her boyfriend, I got a chance.
Find LA to find her?
I couldn't fly to LA.
No.
No, not even for this.
You know, it says...
this only lasts a few minutes. It says what, Blitzy?
It says she's married, by the way.
Vinick was on the board of directors of the Jackson House, but it's not on their website at all, under their board of directors. There's a bunch of other people listed, but I don't see him anywhere.
It's all a big fucking shakedown. That's why I'm running for mayor.
That's right. Sniff it out.
Can you imagine if I won? I wouldn't even know what to do.
Don't say that.
I know what to do. I'd hire some. First of all, I'm getting a new police chief. Blitz, you probably can't be my police chief. I'm going to have to hire somebody within. I'm going to make you chief of staff.
Well, you already.
I thought him and Ty-J.
You already promised me.
Him and Ty-J were going to be the drone police.
You're not even mayor and you're going back on your promises.
Oh, you know what? You're going to be the captain of the drone department.
Him and Ty-J.
I'm not going back on my. I'd rather make you my chief of staff. That's higher than a police chief.
How much does it pay?
Like $140,000? $140,000? I got to poop, too.
Imagine that.
Let's see. Tampa police chief salary. What does he make? What does Tampa... What did they...
Hold on. Mayor makes $160,000. And I'm going to say, but I need this job.
I bet the chief's probably close to that.
Oh, I guarantee you.
It's over $100,000.
Do you get four in? Then Blitz, if I get reelected, then you're vested?
Oh, $192,920.
You're in. What's the mayor make?
$160,000. And the police chief makes 192.
What
the fuck? It looks like the chief of staff makes 143.
There you go, Blitz, 143. And we're still doing a radio show. We're going to still do a radio. I mean, don't you think?
Okay.
And we're going to still do a radio show.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, listen, my studios are in Tampa, and I'm going to have a mayor's office over here,
mm-hmm.
and fully staffed. And if I need, this is where I'm going to have, this is where the mayor's office is.
Boom.
And they can come and get me at any time based on an emergency, but I got great people that can run the city while I'm on the air. And I'm broadcasting from Tampa, in Tampa, and I can, you know, listen, Blitz, you don't think the mayor, I mean, he's not, like, at his desk ready to go at all fucking times. He's doing different stuff, right?
Yeah.
As soon as we get off the air at 10 o'clock, I'll go to my secretary, say what meetings I got today, put on my big boy fucking suit. I don't think I'm going to be a suit kind of guy.
No, you got to just walk in, you know, basketball shirts and...
Appreciate that about you.
Outsider, keeping it real.
Exactly. They don't wear suits.
Blitz, I think that'd be a great time for us to say goodbye. I got to take a shit.
Mm. And outsiders?
Keeping it real.
Don't wear suits either.
Yeah, outsider. An outsider, keeping it real. Blitz, and I announce my candidacy right there on the steps of the fucking Jackson House before it falls over, and I have the president of the NAACP right there.
And as you're, like, leaning against it, it just falls over.
It falls over. Then I take a big bump into the wood, and then you gig my fucking forehead out, and I come out with fucking hard juice.
Yep. Vinick has to pay millions.
You know Vinick's going to support the candidate that's running against me. You know that.
Vinick has kind of like taken a back seat, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has. Since I think he got a divorce.
Yeah, he's kind of like.
No. I think he was scheduled to get a divorce and they got back together.
Oh, really?
Look it up.
Boy, you know, if maybe that was an excuse to like get out of having to do all these commitments.
Maybe I just dropped the mic on you motherfuckers because I think that it was all final to go and then they reconciled. Is that how you say it, Anna?
Yes.
They reconciled, like 11th hour to reconcile.
Okay, well, I just got a text from Alex Jones. He tells me what happened was that him and his wife planned all this stuff. They came out. She said that they were going to get divorced. That way he could go back on all his commitments for the city, and it was all a scam, and they're back together now.
Yeah, they are. They ended it. They ended the divorce proceedings.
See? Did I just drop the motherfucking mic?
You sure did.
Damn.
Obviously, I'm joking, if anyone didn't know that.
Yeah, we're joking. Everything's a joke.
I know, but you actually have to say that now.
Yeah, we might as well end it with this.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
That's it. See you guys tomorrow.
Happy pooping.